A group of Utah Valley University faculty members are concerned about disciplinary practices at the Orem Institution. They say that multiple employees, including one professor who died by suicide, have been subjected to traumatic and lengthy misconduct investigations. KUER's Rocio Hernandez has the story.
Utah Valley University professor Jim Harris has a coveted corner office inside the biology department. His desk is hidden underneath scattered piles of paper, and it's a lot messier than the empty office next door. That office once belonged to his longtime colleague, Mike Shively.
He wanted a little nicer furniture than the regular old furniture they gave us. So he bought a whole bunch of really nice stuff and had it in here, and his family has since moved it.
Today, the office is a sad reminder of Shively, who died by suicide in August. Mental health experts say suicide is complex, and there are almost always multiple causes. But Shively's family and colleagues believe the stress from a five-month investigation against him contributed to his death. Harris says the last time he saw Shively was in March, about a week before the tenured professor would be escorted off campus.
I tried to call him at one point at home because this is all shrouded in great secrecy, so none of us really knew exactly what was going on.
He learned a couple days later that Shively had been suspended by the university and wasn't allowed to talk to anyone about what he was being investigated for.
I didn't attempt to call him again. Now I'm wishing I had.
A group of UVU professors see Shively's case as an extreme example of problematic investigation tactics by the school's administrators and legal team.
I don't think it's an exaggeration to say what they've been doing here is conducting secret tribunals.
That's Professor Alex Simon. He teaches sociology and environmental studies at UVU. He's also the president of the university's chapter of the American Federation of Teachers, a labor union. Simon says he's heard of other faculty members who have also had bad experiences with investigations.
One of the biggest problems is that they're conducted in the dark. The accused doesn't really know what they're accused of. They don't have any representation. And then people are ordered that they can't tell anyone.
Shively was facing six accusations. They ranged from receiving royalties from a textbook he required in class to complaints about his rigorous courses and threatening and intimidating students. UVU declined an interview with KUER. In a written statement, a spokesman said that most of the allegations were substantiated, but did not give more details. The university said it had completed its investigation shortly before it learned of Shively's death, and that the next step would have included due process protections. Simon says due process rights should be afforded to all faculty members at every step of an investigation, though.
People should be treated fairly, and they should also be treated with respect. And unfortunately, Professor Shively received none of these.
The university says its main policy on faculty discipline complies with the law and with the Utah System of Higher Education policy. And UVU says that committees, which include faculty representatives, have been working on revising the document since it was implemented in 2010. But those efforts had been stalled until the Faculty Senate recently took the matter on.
The recommendation, which we're going to come to a Senate resolution in a second, is to say, you know what, maybe we just need to reboot that whole thing.
UVU's Faculty Senate voted in November and December to create task forces that would focus on recommendations. Professor Scott Abbott is a member of that group. He teaches philosophy and also serves as the vice president of the UVU chapter of the American Association of University Professors, a national nonprofit organization that defends professors' rights. Abbott says his concerns with the current policy is that it's not clear and it's open to interpretation. And he argues, good process isn't just about protecting faculty. It protects the administration as well.
Unless we all have a sense that we have good policies and that we're doing our very best to follow those policies, then we're distrustful of each other.
UVU says its administrators and legal team are looking forward to working with faculty members as the discussion continues. Professor and union official Alex Simon says he's encouraged by this effort. He's hopeful that the Shively family will get some peace by seeing the work that he and others are doing to make changes at Utah Valley University. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.